It was a story so important, it was on the front page of the Seattle Times yesterday. The headline read, "All Gender Restroom on Horizon for High Schools." The concept here is that since some students don't necessarily identify with the sex they were born into, the usual male and female bathrooms no longer suffice. So high schools are following the lead of colleges and creating all-gender bathrooms. And wherever one of these bathrooms pops up, a news reporter is ordered to go out and find some controversy, or at least an official who can explain how it's done, how you go about building an all-gender bathroom. And here's what one of these officials said.
It's really primarily a signage change.
A signage change. What they did was to pick out a single-sex bathroom that was already there and then sent a custodian to change the sign. So now, instead of the symbol of the broad-shouldered man and the woman with the skirt, there's a hybrid symbol where the left half is the broad-shouldered man and the right half wears the skirt, which makes it look like a symbol of a person trying to keep his or her balance in a stiff breeze. Other bathroom signs actually spell it out: gay, lesbian, transgender, inquiring. Which brings us to the reason these bathrooms create controversy. It's not the bathrooms. It's the signs. Here's a clip from a student who says the people seen walking toward the all-gender signs are basically revealing private information, which actually may subject them to more ridicule.
You're going in the stall or doing whatever, so it's not like people see you anyway. It's just more of a reason to say, oh, that person's different.
Of course, when you're launching a campaign to be fair to everyone, it's only natural to list the people you are being fair to. But could there be a better way? Yes. A simple truth in advertising approach. Instead of a sign saying who's allowed to enter, the sign should simply depict what's inside. It should show a picture of a toilet, a urinal, or both. The problem is that Americans hate the word toilet. That's why we say bathroom, even though the room barely has a working sink, much less a bath. But they are in fact toilets. So display a picture showing the kind of toilet, leave sex and gender out of it, and people can then make an informed choice based on what best fits their personal plumbing. Because if we are honest with ourselves, we know there are really only two kinds of bathrooms: clean and disgusting.